You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Green Party has announced a new policy to fine individuals and companies for privacy breaches. This includes fines of up to $500,000 for breaches by individuals and $10 million for corporations. Similar to the Australian model, the penalty would be decided by the courts and paid to the government. I spoke to Professor Jihan Gunasekara, a privacy law expert at the University of Auckland Business School, about this proposal. I started by asking if he could explain the current laws for individuals and businesses who breach privacy.
Your listeners need to understand that there are New Zealand has a two-track enforcement system in New Zealand, where people can complain to the Privacy Commissioner, but the Privacy Commissioner independently has the power to see if organisations are committing serious interferences with privacy, and then on his own account he can make compliance orders against organisations. And at the moment, if they then don't comply, his power is to impose a fine, which is relatively low by world standards. It's only $10,000. But if individuals sue and they bring a complaint and then they're not happy with the outcome of the complaint, they can then sue in the Human Rights Review Tribunal. They can get substantial damages against an agency that has caused them privacy harm, and that can be up to $350,000. So we have a two-track system. What's been missing in action, I think, is that the people have had to advocate for themselves, go to the tribunal, bring claims against organizations, but the commissioner has only brought a handful of compliance notices against agencies, and that, I think, is very disappointing.
And how would the Green Party's proposal on fining privacy breaches work in practice with this existing system?
Well, it's well-intentioned, but I think it's a bit crude, and I don't think fining people for a privacy breach is necessarily the way to go about it. I think you need to fine people for unsafe privacy practices that led to or contributed to a privacy breach. I think that is the better approach, and I think perhaps that is what it's meant. But reading their policy, it's a bit unclear as to how it would operate. But I think you can't sort of simply fine people because there's a privacy breach, because the privacy breach may have happened despite the most robust security in the world. As we know, a determined hacker can still penetrate organizations. So what you want to do, though, is to give the power to the commissioner to investigate and then see if the agency had not had up to scratch privacy practices, as was found recently with the Manage My Health breach. Then the commissioner should be able to impose a fine. And so I would support that if that is what is intended, because currently, if you look at what happened with the Manage My Health breach, the commissioner has found inadequate lax privacy practices, but all he can now do is to serve a compliance notice on Manage My Health. Then only if they then fail to comply with that does he have the power to fine. Now, I think he should have had the power to impose a fine immediately if he finds that those practices weren't up to scratch. So the Australian, if I can contrast that with Australia, they have, for lower level infringements, a civil penalty regime. So the commissioner there can almost, just like an on-the-spot fine. You have been failing to have adequate protection, and we're going to impose a fine. For the more serious interferences, in Australia would still require people to be taken through to the courts and so on.
My understanding is the UK has some kind of monetary reparation scheme for privacy breaches. How does the Green Party's proposal compare to what the UK has enacted?
Yeah, that's a great question. The UK has had this for a very long time, even before it now is aligned with the European GDPR, even though the UK is not part of the European Union. But it's still very much a GDPR-oriented regime that they have there, which is the European Privacy Regulation. But what they can do there is they can impose monetary penalties on agencies for privacy failures. But once again, it's not for necessarily for a privacy breach. The monetary penalty is usually for practices that contributed to or led to the privacy breach. So the analogy that I draw here, and this is one hopefully people will be able to follow, the analogy is with a car accident. So let's say somebody causes an accident, they crash their car. Now, of course, you know, that could result in a traffic infringement and a conviction for unsafe driving or whatever. But it's not the accident that you are being punished for. You know, obviously the accident was the outcome of your unsafe driving, but the conviction of the driver in that case is for the driving that led to the accident. It's not for having the accident itself. If you follow my logic. So it's a similar kind of thing for privacy breaches.
And in places that do have stronger penalty measures, is there any evidence that it has prevented potential privacy breaches?
Oh, that's a $64 million question. I wish I had the answer to that. And I think it would need research over a very long period of time to see whether there was a decrease. But I'd be surprised if, you know, having more robust consequences for failure to protect people's privacy doesn't lead to an increase in measures to protect security, privacy, or the security of personal information. Of course, there will still be attacks, there will be ransomware, there will still be hacks, there will be accidental or inadvertent mistakes. People make mistakes, and even if you have the best privacy training in your organization and you have all the measures in place, people can still make mistakes. And that's why we have a regime now in New Zealand where notification is required. So in answer to your first or your original question, the law in New Zealand since 2020 is that if an agency suffers a privacy breach, then it has to, within a reasonable time, notify the individuals concerned if there are serious potential consequences for them. And at the same time, it's got to notify the Office of the Privacy Commissioner. Now, there are various exceptions for notification, but those exceptions don't apply to the commissioner. So agencies need to, as soon as possible, notify the commissioner. And it's only if it's found that they failed to make that notification, then again, that could attract a fine. But, you know, all of this is a very convoluted, long-winded kind of way of enforcing. And I think what the Greens are suggesting would be helpful if we were to give the commissioner a power, as in Australia, to impose on-the-spot fines where it's found that the practices leading up to the breach were the ones that contributed to the breach. Well, then, you know, there should be a consequence for that. I think I'd be supportive of that, but I wouldn't be supporting fines just for an agency just because it suffered a privacy breach, because you need to look at why the breach happened, who is at fault. I think it would be unfair on agencies if they were to be just fined every time they suffered a privacy breach.
And I want to finish by asking, this discussion has been in the context of Green Party policy, but given the recent high-profile privacy breaches, most notably Manage My Health, have you noticed any other political parties talking about privacy in New Zealand?
No, but I believe the Privacy Foundation it normally releases the policies of the various parties, and I can't speak for the foundation, but I believe that they have done this in the past, and then they publish on their website what the different political parties' positions are in terms of reforming or improving privacy law. And I think it's a good time, given that it's an election issue. What I would ask people to lobby their representatives is not only in terms of policies, but also funding. The Privacy Commissioner has suffered cuts, just like all public sector agencies recently that have been, you know, cash strapped, and there's a limit to what you can do if you don't have the money to do it. And so really people need to pressure their politicians to say, we value privacy as much as we value you know, the police or any other agency, because ultimately personal information is really valuable. And if your identity is stolen, you could, you know, that could be a life-changing event. So I think people should put real pressure on politicians to put their money where their mouth is and say, not only will we toughen up the laws, there's no point toughening the laws if you don't have an office that can then follow through and enforce it. And I think the commissioner currently does have significant powers, but to some extent they're being constrained because, you know, there's only so much money to go around.
That was Professor Jihan Gunasekera, a privacy law expert at the University of Auckland Business School, on a new Green Party policy that would fine individuals and businesses for privacy breaches.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.